U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was in Troy this afternoon talking about the Trump administration's proposed budget that would cut SNAP benefits by $193 billion over a decade.
This place is an amazing resource for Troy, and I'm really impressed with all the work that's been accomplished already here. Everyone who comes here can see how important it is to have access to healthy, nutritious foods.
Capital Roots Urban Grow Center's mission is to provide area residents access to quality, fresh food. Officials at the River Street Center say SNAP-funded programs serve children and families in Troy and are vital to ensuring quality, fresh food reaches local kitchen tables. Gillibrand, a Democrat, is sounding the alarm.
Congress needs to act. 44 million Americans rely on SNAP. In our state, more than 3 million New Yorkers rely on SNAP every month. And here in Rensselaer County, 12% of the entire population relies on SNAP.
Capital Roots CEO Amy Klein.
Not only do these programs benefit families struggling to eat good food, but it also supports the thousands of farms, more than 4,500 in our region alone, who provide that food. Many people aren't even aware that the legislation authorizing SNAP is part of the Farm Bill. And Capital Roots purchases more than 55% of our fruits and vegetables on a year-round basis, that even includes December, from local farms.
Gillibrand, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, vows to continue to fight in the Senate to protect SNAP funding for low-income families. And she is encouraging everyone in the Capital Region to join her.
I urge you to tell your story, post it on Instagram, post it on Facebook, tweet about it. Just tell people why this matters so much to you, your family, and your community. And most importantly, please contact your representatives. You would be surprised how many members of Congress in this state do not support SNAP. It is outrageous to know that there are New Yorkers who stand in the way of families getting this kind of support.
Gillibrand adds the only way things ever change in Washington is when regular people stand up and demand it. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.